This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel to unveil government policy and programs in Parliament on May 2nd. A resolution of public importance registered by major opposition party demanding discussion on demands of the agitating teachers and doctors in the Parliament. Medical Education Commission reaffirms its directive on living allowances for private medical colleges' residential doctors. And Spain declares state of emergency as Portugal struggles with power cut transport chaos. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel is scheduled to address the joint session of both houses of the federal parliament on May 2nd. Speaking at a press conference after the cabinet meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar yesterday evening, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung informed it, referring to the cabinet decision. According to the Minister Gurung, President Paudel will address the joint meeting of the both houses of the Federal Parliament in New Baneswar at 3 p.m. Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, said the cabinet meeting approved the foreign visits of some ministers, secretaries and officials from a few commissions. Gurung further said that the cabinet meeting did not reach any decision regarding the ongoing protest of school teachers. Community school teachers from across the country have been staging protests in Kathmandu, raising demands including the issuance of new school education bill. Minister Gurung, however, said the demands of the protesting teachers would be addressed by today or tomorrow as the concerned ministry and other associated ministries began holding meetings with the leaders of Nepal Teachers Federation, which has been launching Kathmandu-centric protest since April 2nd. Although there have been multiple rounds of talks between the government and the teachers, their demands have not yet been fulfilled. The teachers, however, have maintained that they would not end their protest until the new school education bill is issued. While teachers were demonstrating in the streets, lawmakers speaking in the special hour of the House of Representatives urged the government to address their genuine demands. Lawmakers Dilendra Prasad Badu of the Nepali Congress, Janardhan Sharma of CPN Maoist Center, Roshan Karki of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Sumana Shrestha of Rashtriya Swatantra Party said the government should not suppress the teachers' peaceful movements. They demanded an immediate solution to the protest through dialogue and to send teachers back to classrooms. Meanwhile, the opposition parties registered a motion of public importance demanding fulfillment of teachers' demands, including enactment of the School Education Act. The main opposition party, CPN Maoist Centre, along with four other opposition parties, registered a proposal of urgent public importance in the Parliament demanding a discussion to address the demands of agitating teachers and medical professionals. In the meantime, at the local level, Lalitpur Metropolitan City, Pokhara Metropolitan City and Dullu Municipality of Dailik District have directed community schools under their jurisdiction to operate from today and start teaching and learning activities. Yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives unanimously passed the proposal tabled in the House seeking consideration in the Nepal Civil Aviation Authority Bill 2081. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey tabled the proposal in the House and said the bill aims to establish good governance in the aviation sector by strengthening the legal procedures. Responding to concerns raised in the course of the theoretical discussions on the bill in the House, Minister Pandey said the objective of the bill is to strengthen the aviation sector and produce skilled human resources for it. The lower house will meet again at 11 a.m. today. The subcommittee formed by the Public Accounts Committee to study alleged irregularities during the construction of the Pokhara International Airport has submitted its report to the committee. Committee Secretary and Spokesperson, Joint Secretary of the Parliament Secretariat, Ekaram Giring, said Subcommittee Coordinator Rajendra Prasad Lingden submitted the report to the Public Accounts Committee Coordinator Rishikesh Pokhrel at a handover ceremony held at the Parliament Building in New Baneswar yesterday. The 19th meeting of the Medical Education Commission yesterday concluded that the private medical colleges should ensure living expenses to residential doctors as per the rate it was decided and since the decision came into effect. The meeting stressed that residential doctors who are agitating should get back to their duties and studies. The meeting also entertained a report by the 11-member task force to review the numbers of seat and fee structures of the private medical colleges for MBBS and BDS programs. In the meeting held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deepak Kafle, the Secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, handed over the report to the Prime Minister and Commission Chairperson, K.P. Sharma Oli. The 16th meeting of the Commission on February 8 mandated the private medical colleges to pay the residential doctors with living allowances on par with the government facilities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, and now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज A three-day workshop on weather and disaster communication has kicked off at the Central Broadcasting Office of Radio Nepal in collaboration with Radio Nepal, Nepal Television and BBC Media Action Nepal. Addressing the inaugural ceremony, Chief Executive Chairperson of PSP Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, expressed his belief that the workshop would help in communicating disaster and weather-related information simply and effectively in accordance with the essence of public service broadcasting. At the inauguration ceremony, PSP Nepal's Acting Chief Administrative Officer Bishnubram Nyopane said that PSP Nepal is working towards the objective of communicating weather and disaster-related information more effectively to the audience. Similarly, at the workshop, senior journalist and trainer Mohan Mainali and communications expert Ramkrishna Regmi provided training on how public service broadcasting can prepare weather-related news in a way that is understandable to the general public. More than 25 media personnel working at Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are participating in the workshop. Now on to some international news update. Power started returning to the parts of the Iberian Peninsula late on Monday after a huge outage brought most of the Spain and Portugal to a standstill, grounding planes, halting public transport and forcing hospitals to suspend routine operations. Spain's Interior Ministry declared a national emergency, deploying 30,000 police across the country to keep order as governments from two countries convened emergency cabinet meetings. Outages on such a scale are extremely rare. In Europe. The cause was unclear, with Portugal suggesting the issue originated in Spain and Spain pointing the finger at a break-up in its connection to France. There were traffic jams in Madrid city centre as traffic lights stopped working, with people in reflective vests pointing themselves to direct vehicles at intersections. According to Cloudflare Radar, which monitors global internet traffic, Internet traffic plummeted by 90% in Portugal and 80% in Spain compared to previous week's levels. Power outages of such a magnitude are rarely seen in Europe. In 2003, a problem with a hydroelectric power line between Italy and Switzerland caused a major outage across the whole Italian peninsula for around 12 hours. Now, to deliver the forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds combined with the moisture-laden wind entering from the Bay of Bengal, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain coupled with thunder and lightning is likely at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. There are chances of rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 14 to 16 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 23 to 25 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudil to unveil government policy and programs in Parliament on May 2nd. A resolution of public importance registered by major opposition party demanding discussions on demands of agitating teachers and doctors in the Parliament. Medical Education Commission reaffirms its directive on living allowances for private medical colleges and residential doctors. And Spain declares state of emergency as Portugal struggles with power cut, transport chaos. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day. Thank you.